You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. With a new album scheduled for early 2021, Fuzzy and the Rust Belts have been spending their time sharing their all-American folk country soul music with their online audience. They've shared the stage with folks like Brothers Osborne, Allison Krauss, Bonnie Raitt, and Willie Nelson. Fuzzy is my guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles.
Hi, Fuzzy. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg.
Good to have you on. You are in New York, somewhere near Buffalo, maybe?
Yeah, Buffalo, New York is home to me.
And, okay.
It's a good old Rust Belt city.
Yeah. Is that been home your whole life?
Yeah, I've been here my whole life. I bounced around a little bit. I lived out in California for a little while, over in Connecticut, but mostly here in Buffalo in the majority of my life.
How long has playing music been a part of your life?
Since I was in high school. I think I was about 15 when I started
playing
guitar. So the only reason I wanted to do that was to write a song for my girlfriend at the time.
<That's cool. laughs> So what took you from there to the path that brought you all the way up to where we are?
You know, pure passion. You know, I look at music as kind of, it's like a drug almost. It's like I can't kick it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how many breaks you take, I always go back to it. And this time though, we kind of made it stick a little better this time.
Yeah. So it sounds like maybe it was kind of a full-time venture this time around.
I mean, it's definitely a side hustle.
Okay.
But I put a lot of work into it. This band that we got a special group of people together. Eric Adams on bass, Amanda Stoddard on vocals, Joe Renaudin's on guitars, and Joe Newton on drums. It's just like I haven't worked with a finer group of people before.
Okay. Yeah, I was checking out some of your videos. Good stuff, man. I like what you guys are doing. It's got a real just kind of heartland feel, you know. It's I hesitate to say country because it's really not, but you can feel that in there. But the Americana's there and it's rootsy. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, man. It's you guys are doing some good stuff.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, that was the one thing I wanted to keep in mind. That's what I love about like the Americana genre. You know, you can bounce from folk to country to rock, you know, and it's okay. You know,
yeah,
you can do okay. There's like a freedom in that.
Yeah, for sure. How long have you been with, how long has this been your band, the Rust Belts?
So we started up in really the late 2018 as a band. In 2017, I kind of got back into songwriting again. My kids were born a couple of years before. And I don't know, it must have stirred up a bunch of emotions and a bunch of songs started pouring out.
Cool.
And start playing little coffee houses and stuff, and so much to the point where I'm like, I need to do some sort of EP. So I got together with a buddy from church who's our sound engineer, and he has a recording background, and we started going through things, and he's like, you know what, we're going to want to put a band together for some of these songs.
Hmm.
So that's really how this all evolved. It just turned out to be like a solo project, just like a bucket list kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we're like, you know what? Let's see what we can do with it. And 2019 turned out to be an awesome year.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sorry that you had to pause that like everybody else.
Yeah, we were, you know, like everybody else, we were rocking and rolling. You know, with 2019, we started off our first show with an album release, and it was a sold out show.
Mm.
So that there being your first show, it was like, okay, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
And it just kept, you know, we have a good relationship with WYRK, which is the local radio station here in Buffalo. And so with our relationship with them, we've been able to get in front of certain crowds that normally we wouldn't be able to. So it's been really, we've been really fortunate in that regard.
So you have an album out previous? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, so 2019, February 2019, we released that Sweet Song. It's a 9-track album, and it's available on Spotify and Apple Music.
Okay.
That was kind of our first, run at it. A single, that Sweet Song, which is the title track, was clearly clearly the crowd favorite.
yeah. What kind of venues do you find yourself in? Where do you feel like you fit? Are you doing some festivals, or were you doing some festivals?
Yeah, we were. So Buffalo's really got a cool Americana scene going on. And there's a lot of great bands that we've been trying to team up with and stuff like that. Babeville, which is Ani DeFranco, had a hand in it for a while.
Okay.
Is an awesome venue in Buffalo. It's a converted, it's an old Gothic Catholic church. They converted it into a concert venue, and on the upper end is a large 1,700 person, large stage venue. And then downstairs is a more intimate, kind of got like a tea dance 20s kind of vibe to it. Like a speakeasy kind of tone to it. Holds about 150 people, and that was where we played our first show. Sold that out, and 150 people felt like a sea of people down there.
Yeah.
It's like a frat party, everybody's standing there, next to each other. So, we've been back to Bakel a lot of times. We got great relationship with them, and, as well as Mohawk Place, which is a Buffalo staple here in Buffalo. They've got great people, great owners over there. And Sportsman's Tavern, which is also Buffalo's little honky-tonk. So everybody wants to play the Sportsman's.
Yeah, that's awesome. So writing the songs. Are all of the ones that you guys have recorded, are these originals for you?
Yes. Yeah, they're all originals. And they're just, from observations or certain points in my life, they all stem from some part of where I come from and what I've experienced.
Do you have a process? Are these, do you just stop and write them down? Do you have a dedicated songwriting time that you work on? I know this is different for almost every artist, so it's kind of fun to hear what it takes to get those juices flowing for you.
Yeah, the process, it's odd, right? It can happen at any moment where the inspiration strikes. And fortunately now, with having a voice recorder on your phone, you can just, be in the car and sing a melody or something just to get it down there to, so I can get to my studio and grab my guitar and pluck it out. So usually it's, I find a lot of inspiration when I'm on the road, driving, seeing new things, street signs, names of towns, all that kind of stuff. And that's what's so great about like the Rust Belt and being in Buffalo is there's a lot of history here, and it makes for great storytelling. And that's really for me, what I've been trying to do now as I've come back around to writing. Is how do I really get a good story and how do I convey that to where people can identify with it? And so that's really where my mind's at is let's get, the guitar chords and stuff like that. I'm no crazy, I'm not Eddie Van Halen, I'm not a savant.
Yeah.
But where I like to try to excel is in lyric writing and storytelling.
Okay.
And so that's where I try to make it stick.
When you feel like you have something that's going to work, do you bring it to the band as kind of a completed project, or do you have them then chime in and kind of help polish it up from that point?
Yeah, so it's been really cool this time, like this past year. So when we originally did our 2019 album, and we recorded it back in the summer of 2018. That was just going to be a solo project, so everything was kind of done. You know, I knew what I wanted. I was telling people I want this part. And now, as we just released these singles this fall, and we're about to release another one in December, this was more of a group effort, so it was a lot different this time around. And, still, you know, in order for me to bring a song to the band, I need to have lyrics and pretty much an overall outline of the song. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's got to be there. And then by the time we get to the whole band, I usually meet with Butch, our guitar player. I'll meet with him so that he and I can take the time to lock his parts in, or at least get a good idea of where he wants to be before we enter in the bass and the drums and really fine-tune things as a band. So it's kind of a three-step process.
Okay. The you mentioned you've been releasing a couple singles and a couple more on the way. Are these all part of a bigger album project that'll be out for you?
Unfortunately, no. We're just doing these three singles. But so we released Let's Go for a Ride in October. We just released Long Lost Wind here on November 6th. And we're about to release a song called Perfect on December 4th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a little bit, and in February, I'm going to just release all three as an EP, so people can just have an EP to listen to, as well as we're going to have a couple music videos put out in the spring. So we'll have a music video for Long Lost Wind and Perfect, and Let's Go for a Ride.
So are you in the process of writing, like, so what's after that? Or do you have a catalog of songs that you're ready to start working on for something after this, or will this be it for a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, so this will, so our timeline kind of got messed up, you know, with COVID.
Yeah.
It's throwing a wrench in everything.
Sure.
We were hopeful that in 2021 we would have a new album. With everything going on, it just wasn't in the cards for us, so we're hopeful that 2022 is going to be our year. Right now, we have a lot of songs that we're working on, and I'm still writing and putting some stuff together there. But we have an idea of where we want to go with this next album, so I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what happens in 2021, I'm still excited to be releasing new music again.
Have you been able to get some things on the books for 2021? Does it look like if we head in the right direction, you guys will get out some?
Yeah, so the good thing is I because my relationships with certain venues in Buffalo and with other bands, you know, we started, basically, we're hopeful that March and April are going to see a turnaround, especially here in New York here. It's maybe a little stricter than other states. In the country, so it's a little bit unpredictable on how we're going to navigate things. But we're trying right now to book March and February and April. I just said those backwards. But so we're trying to get there, and then hopefully by the time we get to June, things will start making a turnaround. We had won the Taste of Country Riser competition at the end of 2019.
Okay, awesome.
With part of the you know, winning prize was playing the Taste of Country concert in Buffalo at the Salem's Ballpark.
Okay, cool.
Which is 25,000 person venue. Yeah. So we were supposed to play with Lady Antebellum and Kate Nolan, Maddie and Tay, and Midland. But that all kind of fell through. So, we're still slated to do that, but everything's in limbo right now. So that's something we're really hopeful happens and hoping that happens in 2021. So,
I stumbled onto some videos, Back Porch Sessions. Is that something new, or was that with some of your earlier music?
Yeah, you know, that was newer. That was this year.
Okay.
I was doing a thing before that called Fuzzy Fridays, and decided it needed a change. It needed a full band.
Yeah.
We need to all be there.
Yeah.
You know? And so we're going to, I think we're going to end up doing that again here coming into the new year. At least, you know, three or four of them.
Okay.
And put them out there. It was a lot of fun just stick together with everybody during during quarantine, and you know, it kept us kind of kept us fresh,
sure,
you know, and on our toes. So it was a lot of fun to do that, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, they were cool. I like the setting that you did them in, and you know, sometimes those things are kind of hard to capture a quality sound enough to really give a good resemblance of you know what a band is. But whatever you did in producing that, the sound was good, you know, and the visual aspect of it was entertaining. So yeah, I enjoyed watching that. I would imagine that your fans did as well.
Yeah, those were fun, and we got a good response from people with those. And it was just a little microphone that hooks into the USB port on the phone.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That, sure makes it. Yeah. It was a nice little dynamic microphone.
Yeah.
And, you know, it helped set. On one of them, we had a really cool sunset going on. So it was peeking through the trees.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I think Butch was the one who came up with the kind of V-shaped, you know, how we were staggered there. And
yeah.
It worked out really good. Just yeah. Bringing the acoustics out and doing it.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. So, new single is Long Lost Wind. That'll be out, sounds like, very soon. And then you've got another one on the way, right?
Long Lost Wind was just released.
Okay, just out.
On the 6th, and then we've got Perfect coming up December 4th.
Okay, so that's the third one. If folks want to find those songs or engage with some of your other music, check out those videos. What's the website? What's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, best way, I mean, everything you can link in through our website at fuzzyandtherustbuds.com. You can link into YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff is available right on our website. Obviously, if you do a Google search for Fuzzy and the Rust Buds, a ton of content will pop up that way as well. So you can find us pretty much anywhere on social media through Google, right there on our website.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Fuzzy. Good talking to you. And again, I love what you guys are up to and certainly wish you well with it. And hope you get out and travel outside the state too soon and let the rest of the country hear what you guys are up to.
Hey, thanks a lot, Greg. Thanks for having us on here.
Let's take a listen to one of the tracks for Fuzzy's upcoming record. This is Long Lost Wind.
I'm 21, my family's gone. There's no one left to lean on here since I was gone. I stumble around from home to home, searching for a family of my own. I didn't learn the way the most kids did. Bad was good and good was bad, and I was lost. Till I stole my first Bible, the only truth that I could trust. Turn my eye from the cold. truth about my youth, where neglect was a blessing in disguise.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.